Rush Hour Catch-Up for Stannard Homes, WA's longest-standing family home builder.
Welcome. This is the Rush Hour with Pete Corelli, Perth's Mix 94.5.
Parents, when did you embarrass your kids?
Okay. I say that because I recently embarrassed mine again.
Okay.
Again. So on Saturday night, I had a gig at Hillary's. And it was an all-ages gig and it was a free gig. So my daughter, who's nine, Mairead, invited her friend, Jessica, and her mum drove us all. Yay, she drove. So the mums were in the front and the kids were in the back going down to Hillary's.
Yes.
So we were just chatting, as mums do. And I said to Kelly something or other about how my friend has a housekeeper and a cleaner.
What?
That's what Kelly said.
Who is this friend?
She's a friend who can afford a housekeeper and a cleaner.
Okay. Wow.
But my friend Kelly said, what does that mean? What is the difference between a housekeeper and a cleaner?
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what it is, Pete, unless you already know.
I have no idea, mate. A house cleaner? Alone. No idea. Go on.
Okay. So the housekeeper does all of the things like the ironing and the putting away and the laundry and changing the bed sheets and the towels.
Changing the bed sheets and the towels. So yes. Like you were staying in a hotel.
Exactly that. Exactly that.
Get out. Okay. Yeah.
So you come home and you've got fresh bed sheets.
Right. And the house cleaner
just cleans.
Cleans the house.
Cleans the house.
Does what it says on
all
the
other stuff. Okay. Yeah. Yep. So we were talking about this and I said, could you imagine having your sheets changed every week? And Kelly said to me, how often do you change your bed sheets? Mm. And I thought, oh, this is a delicate situation because she's either going to be horrified or envious.
Yeah.
And I said, truth be told, maybe once every 3 weeks.
Oh,
but we are, but I will say, we are nighttime showers.
Yeah.
So we're getting into bed clean.
Yeah, but that's pretty good, can I just say.
Is it?
Yeah.
Personally,
if we're not going to change them every month.
Yeah.
Anyway, go on.
Anyway, so we're having this conversation. And then I hear in the background from the nine-year-olds from the back seat, oh, my God, they are talking about changing sheets. How boring.
I'm so embarrassed.
And I thought, how rude, but actually I am so boring. I'm talking about changing sheets.
That is embarrassing, Ma.
That's embarrassing.
Yeah. Talk about something a little bit more interesting, please.
Yeah.
133353, when have you embarrassed your kids?
Mix 94.5's Rush Hour with Pete Corelli.
Those moments you've embarrassed your kids.
Yes, there's many.
Yeah.
There's many.
There's many.
Pick a number.
Well, it's like that, isn't it?
It gets more and more fun the older they get,
Mom,
too.
Mom, are you really talking about how many times you change our sheets at home?
That's what happened to me on the weekend.
We have got, let's go to Simone in Warnbro first. How have you embarrassed your kids, Simone?
Hi, guys. Love your show. Yeah, my son, he's 21 now. When he was about 14, going through that horrible stage, he was on his iPad late at night, thought that we didn't know. I saw the Wi-Fi lights flashing, so I'm going to fix you, kid. I got onto his page and I did a little note to him, said, oh, hey, darling, it's time for bedtime now, nine eyes for little boys. lots of love, mummy, it's time to go to sleep. And he never did it again. He got off very quickly and, yeah.
Yeah, good. A little bit of social media shaming.
Yeah.
Love it.
I like it.
Nice one, Simone. Anne-Marie in Huntingdale, how do you embarrass your kids?
I used to take my son and his mate to footy training when he was about the same age as the last lady. He's now 23. And one day I said, pardon me, as we were driving to training, and my son had a mortified look on his face.
Oh.
And he's like, you didn't. And I said, what? Like, you know. I just said, pardon me. And he said, you farted. No one knew until you said that. And so he was just like, oh, my God, Mum, you did that in front of my friends. And he was just mortified.
Oh, geez, that's gold, Anne. Thank you very much. Karen in Ocean Reef. How do you embarrass your kids?
Well, I'm trying to pick which one, but I'll go with this one.
Okay.
Three adult sons, mid-20s to early 30s, arriving at Bali Airport with all the Balinese taxi drivers and me standing in the middle of them, jumping up and down, screaming as they're coming, here comes my babies! And I'm going, love me, Craigie, love me, Manny, love me, Dad! And I'm screaming at them, I love you, I love you, I love you! And they just stony face, just never even looked.
What were those just nicknames again?
Oh, love you, Craigie. I know, it's just awful. Poor darling, but he's 35 next month and I could anyway.
Nice to know you can still embarrass him then.
Yeah.
Look.
Today.
Lots of times. Filming them walking into first day high school. All sorts of things. Like, there's thousands of them.
Thanks, Karen.
No worries.
You're on the Rush Hour.
The Rush Hour with Pete Corelli on Perth's Mix 94.5.
Mix 94.5, you're on the Rush Hour with Pete Corelli, Everything Perth. It's Wednesdays with Janelle Koenig, who has brought along a friend, albeit on the phone. M. Russiano is bringing her up-and-coming show to Perth. And as I hear it, M, there will be 12 vaginas?
Correct. 12 of them. Yeah. Imported from Brooklyn, because of course there's dancing vaginas, there's rainbows, there's Gary the Unicorn, there's a mostly female band, plus my dad Vincy. We're going to help anyone feeling this unexplained rage, they don't know why. I'm going to help them, we're going to sing some songs about it, we're all going to walk away feeling much better.
And the amazing thing this year is that it's original songs, Em, and you've teamed up with Kate Miller-Heike.
Yes, she's the, of course, Eurovision Tribune. I'm very excited. Look, the songs are great. They're camp. I love that you're talking about it like you don't know, because Janelle, for those of you who don't know, has co-written it with him. We've been working very closely on it. Janelle probably knows the script better than I do.
That's amazing.
She has made sure that I understand the fact that she has co-written this.
We will point out I have written every word and Janelle has made them better. That's how we work together.
Absolutely.
Right.
I'm a Vanessa.
Yeah, right.
I'm a Vanessa. Yeah. Is that like a fluffer?
Yeah, same. Yeah.
Amazing.
For you.
Yeah, good. No, the songs are original and I'm really proud of that. So I've actually just finished recording the last one today. So there's one in there, my very favourite, The Kind of Man I'd Like You to Be, which is for all sons, all men. Anyone who's a son, this song is for you and for my son, Elio, obviously. So that's probably my favourite. But the show's at Riverside. What date is it, Janelle?
The 27th of July, my birthday. Thanks very much, mate.
It is, actually.
Yeah, it is.
It is your 39th birthday.
Correct. Love you.
That's right. So 27th of July, Riverside. And look, I have to say, we're already over half sold out in 24 hours. So do get in soon, because I can't do any more because of the baby. I'm breastfeeding, guys. I can't do too many more shows.
Mate, can I just say, you should be so proud of yourself, because you're killing it. You took a big leap of faith to go over to the Eastern States and have a good old crack, and you're killing it.
Well, look, it's a day-to-day prospect, me killing it. You know, if you ask the Daily Mail, I'm at the depths of despair. And then, you know, if you ask me, everything's fine. So there's a middle ground, I'm sure, between the two of us. But, look, you know, I just went out and did my own thing and found my own people. And I'm happy to stay in my corner of the universe with the legends that I've gathered and make stuff that makes them feel better and hopefully makes them laugh. And that's all I can do, really. And I'm really enjoying it.
You do absolutely do that. You've got this amazing tribe behind you. And if you've never been at an M. Russiano show and seen women, gay men and the occasional straightie en masse lose their tiny minds in joy and exuberation and hilarity and tears, it's an incredible, incredible sight.
Oh, thank you. That's very kind. But no, it is. And I just want everyone to leave the show feeling better than when they arrive. You know, and if I've done that, then I've done my job. And I hope that's the case of Perth. Come along, Perth. You'll love it.
Em, just before we let you go, how big are the vaginas in this thing?
Well, you know, they're not life size. They're giant size. They're huge. People will be wearing them, and they're beautiful costumes. And the proceeds get donated to women's charities in New York. Mm. So, you know, no one can feel bad about this thing. And they're also a tax deduction, which is fantastic.
If only all vaginas were.
Don't get me started on the tampon tax. Oh, God, now it's fine. I could have used these for a protest. We'll be selling them afterwards, Perth. So if anyone's on the market, if there's any of Stedfords who are looking to do something edgy for free. But the Rage and Rainbows tour is coming. It's going to be lots of fun and hopefully a bit helpful. So, you know, get a babysitter and get a Hummerzine, Perth, and come along.
Nice.
Beautiful. M. Russiano, what a pleasure, doll. Lovely to hear you back on Perth Radio.
Thanks, guys. Thank you so much. Talk to you soon.
The Rush Hour with Pete Corelli on Perth's Mix 94.5.
Queen at Mix 94.5. You're on The Rush Hour with Pete Corelli. Everything Perth for Stannard Homes. They're WA's longest standing family home builder. And if it's not good enough for their family, it's not good enough for yours. It's Wednesdays with Janelle Koenig in around about
15 minutes time or so, we're going to put in a little phone call to somebody that I know, and Janelle is going to try and convince them to get free plastering in exchange for selfies on her social media.
Yeah, wall plastering, not like makeup.
Yeah, not like proper plastering, like mud. Yeah. Because you're over 10,000 on your Instas now.
I am. Hey, I am.
Congratulations.
Have I changed? if you have to think about it.
I don't know. Matt Storer, Perth comedian, has she changed?
Definitely. Yeah. Like, it was like a switch got flicked. Just immediately didn't have time for her friends. It was a bit rough, but I'd do the same thing. Yeah.
Have you got a lot of followers on your Instagram and Facebook and stuff like that?
Look, thanks for bringing that up. No. I don't have enough.
Do you roughly know the number?
Yes. Yeah. I think it's around 700. So,
yeah. I've got more than you.
Well, you know, this has been very intimidating. Come in here. Everyone's flashing their followers around. I'll get there, right? Yeah. Right.
Okay.
Yeah. Thanks for having me, despite my lack of followers, guys. I really appreciate the attention.
You definitely do not have a lack of talent, though, Matt.
Oh, thank you.
We had a gig together on the weekend, didn't we?
We did. It was quite a gig. One for the storybooks.
Yeah. Where was the gig?
It was at Hillary's Boat Harbour.
Uh-huh.
Right literally. There. At the harbour.
In the harbour.
In the harbour.
Yep. I've never been so close to the water while I've been performing before. It's a good, like, if things really hit rock bottom, just take a dip.
Right.
You know?
So, like, in the, like, on the boardwalk there in front of Cold Rock or something, like, what?
No, in front of Subway and that end, grilled, like, and that bit of boardwalk.
Ah.
Yeah. Consolation meals. Yeah, I was hoping that they would overhear the gig and give me a sponsorship, but no one, no one approached. That's no fast food for me.
Oh, yeah.
Or follow. I mean, it's all the followers, isn't it? That's what it comes down to.
It really is. Yeah.
Damn it.
But you were there then.
Yeah, I was there too.
Yeah.
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 Okay, we did exactly as well as each other, didn't we, Matt?
Yeah. Yeah. I'd say that. Yeah. There's no video evidence, so that can I can stay there.
So Janelle likes inviting her friends in.
Yeah.
What are you doing here?
I'm here because, firstly, because I'm Janelle's friend, right?
Yes,
I don't actually need a reason. We just hang out.
Yeah, great.
But also, I have a comedy show, part of the Perth Comedy Festival.
Yeah.
This Friday and Saturday night, 9:30 p.m. at the Regal Theatre. It's called Good Egg.
Why is it called Good Egg?
It's called Good Egg because that's what my mum refers to me as sometimes.
Aww.
She thinks I'm a bit of a good egg, she has six other eggs. So I think it's actually a bit of a backhand, you know.
There's seven kids in your family.
There's seven, yeah. I'm number six. Yeah, I almost had the title of youngest, but then my little sister came along and just...
Ah, drats.
Yeah, I know. I think that's why I became a comedian, because then I was like, nah, I'm going to try and get attention now, because before it just came to me on a silver platter. And here I am.
Well, what are all
20
the
years later.
The other brothers and sisters do in your family? What are they? What are your siblings?
Oh, you want me to go through all of them, because there's a lot. But no, they all have, quite professional jobs. My sister just older than me is an artist and a primary school teacher, and there's a social worker, and my brother works for a bank, and it's all over the place.
They're all good eggs. There's no bad eggs there.
Yeah. Yeah, well, maybe it's one of those things where I think I'm the only one my mum's calling a good egg, but really, on the sly, she's calling all my siblings good egg, and we all think we're the special one. It's a pretty good game to play. Do you play that with your kids, or...?
Favourites, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. You got to do it. Take them aside, say, you're my favourite.
It's you.
Yeah, it's you. You're the one. Secretly. Yeah, pit them against each other.
We saw you on stage, Matt, at last year's Laugh Out Loud at the Astor for Mix 94.5.
It was a great time.
It was amazing. And did you do music on that show?
No, it was just the stand-up. Usually when it's a smaller set, I just tell the old jokes. But when I got, room to move and I can kind of stretch my... musical muscles, and the keyboard comes out. It's a lot, bringing the keyboard.
Yeah.
You're lucky, you bring a guitar. You just put that in the back seat and away you go. But I got to plug, sustain pedals in. It's a lot.
I do wish I played ukulele often.
Oh, yeah.
It's
that's
so much lighter.
You can see why that's popular in the comedy scene, just the little old ukulele. Mm.
So what are your songs about for this show?
Oh, man, it's all over the place. There's two songs that my favourite song is a new song I've got where it's a fantasy in which everyone in the world is me. And it's about how great the world would be if everyone was literally me, just 7 billion me's, just exploring that. Yeah.
What's
it called? Pretty good. It's called If Everyone Was Me.
Title.
Yeah, you could have guessed
great
that.
Title,
that
mate.
Could have been a little game you played with your callers in. But
you'd also have 7 billion followers on Twitter.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but we'd all have to follow each other. It would be a mess. Yeah.
Matt Storer, it's good to have you in here, mate.
Thank you very much for having me.
Thanks for dropping by. Details for the show, by the way.
Yes, 9:30 p.m. this Friday and Saturday at the Regal Theatre Chorus Room.
Good on you, mate. You're on the rush hour.
Mix 94.5's Rush Hour with Pete Corelli.
Wednesdays with old 10K Janelle Koenig over here. I'm going to call you, instead of 10K, I'm going to call you 10 Koenig.
Okay.
Yeah. The reason why I was saying that is because you now have over 10,000 followers on Instagram.
I do.
And Facebook. You should be hitting up cafes and restaurants and all sorts of get free stuff.
Apparently, that's what we influencers do.
Apparently. And apparently, cafes and stuff are not happy about it. They're sick of influencers giving them a buzz and going, hey, look, you know, I'm going to come down there. I'll take a happy snap with, you know, your number three.
Yeah.
And if you can give it to me for free, that'd be awesome.
It's cheeky, though, isn't it?
It is a little bit cheeky. It's commercial tender in today's day and age. So it's cheeky, but it's viable. But at the same time, yeah, it's pretty bloody cheeky.
Mm.
However, not without some fun. So I handed Janelle a phone number to my cousin Matt, who's a plasterer by trade. Because why go and get like a bicky and a coffee at a cafe when you can get someone to try and plaster your entire bathroom, Renner? And we put in the call and Janelle had a crack. Take a listen.
Hello, Matt speaking.
Oh, g'day, Matt. My name's Janelle. I got your number from your dad.
Yes.
I'm just looking for a plasterer for a bathroom reno.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was in the fish shop and he said that you were a plasterer.
I am, yes. Yep.
Excellent. Well, I'm looking for a bathroom reno job, but I just wanted to float something by you. I'm actually...
Yep.
It sounds a bit silly, but I'm actually a social media influencer.
Okay.
So I've got like over 10,000 followers on Instagram and 10,000 on Facebook. And I was wondering whether you would be up for some kind of contra type situation in that regard.
Oh, okay. So you mean do the job for...
Yeah, I'd put selfies and, you know, hashtag you and include you in all of that.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, I don't see why not.
So you'd be up for that?
Yeah, I suppose so, yeah.
That would be amazing. How much would it, I mean, I know it's hard for you to, without saying the job, like probably a day's work.
Oh, okay, so is it, you're just ripping, what are you doing exactly, ripping old tiles off or?
Yeah, basically.
Okay, ripping old tiles off and then just getting it replastered and then retiled.
And then getting the tiler in, yeah. He's doing it for free as well.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. For one bathroom, yeah, wouldn't...
It's pretty big.
Is it pretty big, yeah? Do you know roughly how big?
It's like a double basin.
Yep.
And it's got a toilet and a bidet.
Okay. All right. I'm
Matt.
Right.
It's Pete.
Ah, how you going?
Good, mate. How are you?
Yeah, good. Are you going to pull me on Instagram or what? Mate, who has bidets these days?
Pete's going, say you've got two toilets. Who's got two toilets?
Two toilets.
Oh, he was a good sport, wasn't he? What I love about that, right, is that that's my cousin Matt, and good on him. The business is Corelli Plastering, right? But he's the fact that early on he's kind of gone, yeah, all right. And then you've explained to him how big the job is.
But also, guess who's getting a new bathroom?
The Rush Hour catch-up for Stannard Homes, WA's longest-standing family-owned builder.
The Rush Hour with Pete Corelli. Weekday arvos from 3 on Perth's Mix 94.5.